Welcome to No Room for Phonies. It feels like we have been away for a while.
We have been away from the microphone.
And
I
have been away from posting, mostly because we took a big trip to Portugal and Spain. And it was the first trip ever that we took
to Europe.
And
we went to Quebec City without our kids.
Yeah. So. But it was a first big trip as empty nesters.
Right.
And so we're going to spend some time during this podcast just telling you about part one of our trip. And there's pictures. So
I would recommend that you go watch our YouTube channel. The link will be in the show notes.
But
basically just Google.
And I always
do
the
search on YouTube.
I put the YouTube link.
Yeah,
on the
No Room for Phonies. But if some people are on Spotify, they won't see.
Right,
the link.
So.
So just Google. Go to YouTube and look up No Room for Phonies, and you'll find the channel there.
Because it'd be fun for you too. We're gonna kind of talk about it according
but
to
we'll
the pictures.
Show some pictures, yeah.
So a quote by Susan Heller, my phone just went black. When preparing to travel, lay out all your clothes and all your money, then take half the clothes and twice the money. She's right about the clothes.
About the clothes.
Because
in Portugal, it did not cost double.
No. And part of the reason that we took more clothes is because we thought it would be very cool at night. And it wasn't cool at night. It was most of our days were in the 30s. Most of them in the high.
And it went down to 20s at night.
Yeah, so we were really. So yeah, so that here's us arriving in Lisbon at 6:30 a.m. when we left Toronto at 2
in the afternoon.
So and then we flew to. We actually had one stopover in Montreal, and then. Montreal to Portugal, so Lisbon. So that we landed in Lisbon, and we walked, dragging our little suitcases.
For 3.5 kilometers.
To this little place called Despensa 6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wait. Here's the, that the was the sun rising. Yeah. And the biggest shock to me, I don't know why, was that all these palm trees, and I don't know why I didn't expect that.
Yeah, no, we didn't know anything about
Portugal. We didn't
Portugal.
Know anything really about Portugal, so... Anyway, the beautiful palm trees and a sunrise. And this was our walk
to the gluten-free breakfast
place. So, and here's our picture of our crepes with mango and papaya. And
they were fresh papaya, not like ripened on the tree, not picked green. It was so much like my Colombian papaya.
Yeah,
memories.
They were delicious. That was delicious. And not that I would ever think of putting mango and papaya with crepes.
It was perfect.
But it was perfect and it was so fresh. And as we were walking to this place, we were kind of standing, kind of looking around.
Right, giving our bearings.
Right. And this man was walking a dog and... He came up to us and said, you know, do you need some help? And he absolutely gave us like shortcuts.
And he walked with us so that we could go some shortcuts that GPS didn't find.
Yeah, it was really cool. Mm-hmm. The first walk through the city was very cool, even though we were like super, super tired. But
yeah,
it was exciting to be.
It was 6:30 in the morning, but for our bodies, it was 1:30 at night after a full day of travel.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was.
And only, you slept an hour on the plane and I didn't sleep at all.
Yeah. So. No, it was. So that was when we realized that how friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was. Mm-hmm. So.
And how much English was spoken.
We rejected our first Airbnb. That was kind of our first kind of shocker. And we're thinking, oh, man, we've like messed up this whole trip. But. It was poorly advertised as an apartment, and yet we were sharing a lot of the stuff, and it was partially our issue for not reading carefully enough. But anyway, we rejected it, and we found this beautiful place in Old Town with a view of the Cristo Rey across the Tagus River. So there,
can't
really
see
it. Yeah. No, but that's our street, and then you could see the river, and from up in our...
Balcony,
Airbnb,
you could see the statue of Cristo Rey.
After we went for a wander through this mall, the next morning, right, for breakfast.
Yeah.
So we had the challenge of finding gluten free because Charles was celiac, but I would say that we did not have a problem.
Nope.
No. So we went to this mall, and then that's where we discovered that no one opens anything up till like 10 in the morning. And so we were like, okay. And then we looked up this rice me, and that is where we had our first gluten-free.
Right,
Oh,
over
there's another picture
of the balcony
of the
across from our
balcony. Yeah.
Airbnb.
And that was a walk later on. That was
This is
another
after we had
day.
those pastéis de
Yeah.
nata. So
Yeah.
the pictures are a little out
Out
of
of
order.
order, but that was a beautiful. That was on our walk to the viewing point at Saint Peter of Alcantara. And then we sat in these, we had Americanos in these lounge
Yeah,
chairs and just
recently,
sat.
and just looked at the city and
Yeah, so keep, and there's this, these were all over the streets. These are bougainvillea, and they were just growing
growing
everywhere.
everywhere.
Like, it was just beautiful.
And then
And
there were
orange
and the
trees.
orange trees, the oranges were just so they picked them in November, so we were October, so they were just ripening on the
Yeah, on the
trees.
trees. And
And
this was on the way to the viewing point. It was a juniper tree.
yeah, and they propped it up with these metal wires, and it's like 300 years old.
And we had bought a snack at Rice Me, so we just sat under this. And that was
That's
just
just more
walking,
walking view. Oh,
walking. So
here.
there it is, Rice Me. We walked to this is called Rice Me, so it was all gluten free, and that's where we had our first whatever those are,
Pastéis de nata.
pastéis de nata.
Yeah.
And
And
coffee.
they're the traditional Portuguese
Oh
custard
my
pies.
gosh. Walking to the park, like there's all these little restaurants on every corner and freshly squeezed orange juice for like
A
a
euro.
euro.
Yeah.
And it's
And coffee was
fresh. A
like 80
euro.
cents or a
Yeah.
euro.
Yeah. So yeah, it was beautiful. But those look as good as they tasted, right?
Yeah.
Like, and this was the sidewalks.
Yeah, mosaics everywhere, which were
Yeah.
beautiful. And it was interesting when they did sidewalk repair or whatever, you could see little piles of the colored stones
Yeah.
waiting there to be put
Put
back in
back into
place.
the thing. Yeah, so the sidewalks and the walkways are all tiles. There's palm trees. Lots and lots of people speak English in
Yeah.
Portugal.
The
Like,
young students now start in kindergarten and learn English till they're in grade 9, and then they have to choose a third language
yeah.
for high school.
So in the tree-lined downtown areas, the boulevards are very wide. Like that picture of me under the palm
Palm
tree
tree
was
is
on
a
that
huge
boulevard.
boulevard, yeah.
But in the residential areas, the sidewalks are very narrow. The streets are very narrow. And
It's interesting how they park cars along one side and the other cars are still able to squeak through.
through,
Most
yeah, a
cars are
lot.
smaller than here.
Yeah.
And trucks are smaller. Buses look about the same, maybe a little bit narrower
Yeah, this was the view out of our
of our Airbnb.
Airbnb, the
No,
cat.
this is from the viewing point.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is the viewing point after we walk downtown.
Yeah. So in the top right of the picture, you can see a castle, which we didn't visit on our first stay in
Lisbon, but we
Lisbon, but
did
we
on
went
the
back to
second.
it
Yeah,
later.
because we stayed very, very close to it on the second. We stayed in a different part of Lisbon when we went back at the
Yep.
end. So, yeah,
More
yeah.
about that in the next episode.
Yeah, so, and we walked to Barro do Avilha. It was a charcuterie, remember that? And that was the one from Gotta Feed Phil, because
Oh
we
yes,
watched.
we
And
watched
we
the
ordered
television
a
show.
takeout for lunch the next day. And the sous chef gave us all those free samples, remember? The huge 50-month-old cheese and dry cured pork shoulder. And
Yeah,
he
that's right.
came out of the kitchen.
Yeah,
Because we
and
ordered this little bit of takeout because we were flying, right, the
yeah,
next
the
day,
next
or
day.
no,
No,
going
we're
on the
on the train the
train
next day.
to the Algarve. And so we thought we'd just take lunch. And he came right out of the
Out of the kitchen to the
and brought
pub. We
us,
were out on the street.
yeah, and he came and brought us all that stuff.
Yeah. But
And
I mean, 50-month cheese, that's 4 years and a bit. And it was just
oh,
amazing.
yeah,
Yeah.
and their dried cured pork is pretty incredible. Day one, we had Middle Eastern food, lamb and eggplant, a pumpkin dip, and a tomato cucumber salad. It was really,
Food
really
in
good.
Portugal was not expensive. Even at some of the more high-end restaurants we had to go to because of the gluten-free options. But if you just walk in off the street, there's all sorts of food that's really, really affordable.
And then we also found out that garbage trucks come at 11:36 every night.
And all the restaurants and apartments have big metal or plastic bins outside on the street corners, and you are responsible to take your garbage out of the Airbnb and dump it into the dumpsters, and the restaurants do the same, and then they come at night and empty the dumpsters. So the busier the part of town, the more frequent the garbage trucks come.
But they're in corner stores, there's lots of liquor and fresh fruit and vegetables. We bought like mangoes and like, especially in Lisbon, I found that more than Porto.
Yeah, there's lots
of mango and
papaya
was all just in the corner store. But and there was in every corner store, like in Avondale, there would be a wall of liquor.
Yeah,
like just a whole wall, bottom to top. Everything was very small. Like streets were small.
Stores were small.
Bars, nightclubs, restaurants, everywhere. Everywhere. And we had to get used to the fact that for them, dinner was at 7. Like nobody opened till 7.
Oh, nobody opened till 7. But most people were eating on the weekends. They weren't starting dinner till 10.
10 a lot of times. But
we were alone in a lot of restaurants.
Yeah, because and anyway, so that was pretty... I just don't. And there's just, you can see the cobblestones on the very narrow
street.
And
there's lots of small motorcycles and scooters.
Yeah. But that's, and that was the day we left for the Algarve on the train. That was a terrible train ride. It was an old, old, old train. And it was hot. Didn't have
the air conditioning.
Air conditioning is not a thing.
Anyway, it supposedly there was air, but it hardly air.
Really. Yeah, and air conditioning is not a thing in Portugal. But we carried backpacks, and we carried small suitcases. He's leaning on the small suitcase there, and you're not in the picture.
No,
in the picture.
I'm not.
So that was us. That was the train, and then we ended up at the beach.
So we mostly went to the Dom José beach,
which
was a 1 kilometer walk downhill from our Airbnb.
And we had some long, lazy days at the beach there.
Yeah, that and we had pretty much thrown our bathing suits in like 3 minutes before we left the house. So we hadn't thought that the weather was going to be this warm.
No, but you can see how beautiful. And that's where we sat, those little chairs.
Little grass chairs, yeah.
It was 12 euros to rent it for the day.
And there was 2 beds and then the shade from the grass huts.
Yeah.
And the water, the tide was out. When we went like at 11 in the morning till about 4, the tide would be slowly coming in and the waves would be crashing.
And it was just your typical ocean. Waves crashing, palm trees, sunsets over the ocean.
Here's another picture of food because we found a breakfast place.
Oh, it was called Jungle Juice.
So.
And that we were in an upper.
Upper floor.
Of it.
Patio and an outdoor terrace,
and that was like
orange mango
papaya juice,
with ginger shots in it.
A lot of things had ginger shots in them. It was that was delicious. That was,
and then smoked salmon is common, and I don't remember what I had that day. Not seafood.
It was a kind of and we ate at this place called Ritual every night, like the Algarve.
It became a ritual.
Carteria, where we stayed, didn't have a ton of restaurants. So we found this
down by the hotels.
But they were quite expensive.
There were hotel restaurants.
Anyway, this was a local.
Yeah.
And this is what they served you. Those carrots, like they were.
We're making them.
They were phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then always olives, cheese, and then their pork.
Yeah.
And so, it was. We ate there every night. They had, octopus, grilled octopus.
I had squid. I had a chicken steak.
And then I had a black linguine.
Right. Made squid ink, made the pasta black.
Mm-hmm. It was very good. So we did eat there every night, except the Sunday, because Sunday everything closes down. So we cooked. We went to a real authentic and did authentic grocery shopping.
And then
we bought tuna and cod. And we cooked that.
Oh, right, you had tuna steaks. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 4 euros for a tuna steak instead of the $50 it would be here.
Yeah. But we had lots and lots of olives, which we loved. Mm-hmm. That was really good. And there's another beach day. Those are not hot dogs like the picture. And there's the sunset on the beach.
This was our last sunset there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When we were there at the beach.
There are lots
of pictures of sunsets.
And palm trees, right? Yeah. And there's the area that we stayed. Yeah. It had a lot of narrow streets and whitewashed buildings. And laundry was hanging everywhere. There's us at the beach, more palm trees. Coffee and wine were the theme. This is the morning that we are leaving for Porto.
And we were leaving to Porto.
And we basically, that was where we found and tried solid shampoo, which we fell in love with.
Yeah, so it's like a bar of soap, but it's shampoo.
And it's so easy to...
It's such a good environmental phenomena because you don't have all the plastic bottles.
No, it was in a box.
And you don't have all the extra water and chemicals. It's really... But it does a really good job.
It does. And one thing we did find was fabric and yarn stores there.
Yeah, we couldn't believe in the small town of Quarteria there was a yarn store.
And there was a shop where they were making custom-made clothing.
Yep.
Right?
Like she had the sewing machine right there, and then you'd go in and get measured and...
Yeah, it was a very cool place to be. And honestly, for a beach vacation, like, I don't know what it would have been. We didn't stay quite right on the beach. We were a 20-minute walk down.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it would cost to stay right on the beach. We were typically off season, which is often like 23 or 24 degrees, which is why we didn't think we'd be
at the beach. But they said that now with global warming, their Octobers and late Septembers are often hot.
So from this coffee shop, which was on the beach, which I don't know if you can see our suitcases and things, but that was our last coffee in the Algarve before we got an Uber to the airport. And we flew from Faro to Porto because flying within Europe is super cheap.
Yeah. And so if we had not had a suitcase, if we had just had a backpack like a student, it would have been 14 euros per person plus an airport fee of 30 euros. So like under $100 for two. Mm-hmm. Because we each had a suitcase, it was a little bit more than just over 100 euros. It was less than 100 euros. It was $120.
Yeah.
So unbelievably cheap to fly within Europe.
So Ryanair, so that was if we had chosen to take the train from the Algarve to Porto, that was a seven hour day.
So we did it all in
and we chose to do that
2 hours.
We chose to do that before we left Canada. And when we were in the airport, we met another couple who said, "Are you flying, to Porto on Ryanair?" Because sometimes the signage in Lisbon, both at the train station and the airport, was not 100% clear, but there was always somebody around to ask.
Yeah.
And they said, "Oh, good thing we were getting on the train to go to Porto." And they said there was construction and we would be going on trains
and buses
and then back on trains and then on buses. And they would have gotten to Porto at midnight.
Yeah.
And we flew out of Porto at
10 in the morning, maybe.
Was it 10?
No, out of Faro.
Faro, sorry.
11.
11.
Yeah.
And we were in Porto at noon.
Yeah.
So that was like, it was amazing.
We were so happy.
For the price, I mean, the train is much cheaper, but
wouldn't have been that much cheaper for the two trips, actually.
No, probably not. So anyway, so that's part one. So stay tuned because we have both Porto and Vigo, Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to Lisbon for our flight home. So all in all, we traveled for 17 days. 15 of those days were
not traveling.
We
had some train days.
We tried to stay about 3-4 days, nights in each place that we were in. And we would highly recommend not like trying to cram too much into it's a big country. There's tons to see. And people would say to us, "Oh, did you go to Nazareth or did you go here or did you go there?" And we're like, another time, because we really enjoyed the places.
But we were complimented by another European couple from Germany that instead of doing the mad rush of going to 6 countries in 7 days and just sitting on a bus and seeing the sites, that we actually stayed within a country for the 2 weeks.
And because we stayed
really commendable, because we really started to get a really feel for the country, for the people,
and for the community that we were living in, because we were living in an Airbnb, which is an apartment within
their communities.
And so we didn't do any hop on hop off bus tours or any of that stuff.
Hotels.
no hotels the whole time. So,
although in both cities there are a lot of small non-chain hotels, which actually look pretty interesting.
Yeah, they did, because they were right in the downtown. So part one, stay tuned. We'll be back on the 30th and we'll add on the rest of our vacation. So thanks for joining us for our 98th episode, is that right?
Yep.
Of No Room for Phonies, the travel.
Good night.